What is Easter? What is it? Many of us have heard the stories over and over. We just heard it repeated in different ways through song, through our scripture reading today. But we have to back up a little bit to Friday, Good Friday, the day that Jesus was crucified on the cross and then laid in the tomb. And a giant stone was placed in front of that tomb. Then early on Easter morning, the women went to the tomb. These were women who were brokenhearted, whose hopes had been dashed. And they went back because they had to hurry on Friday night before the Sabbath. They had to hurry and get Jesus' body prepared for the burial. So they wanted to go back as soon as the Sabbath was over, early on that first Easter morning, and finish the job and do it right. So they brought spices and ointments. But when they got there, the stone was missing. And as the text said, then two men appeared who were dressed as clothes like lightning. I can't help but always think of a 1980s punk band with Mylar pants, right? Dressed like lightning. What kind of clothes are like lightning? Sorry, I have a weird sense of humor. But they see these two men and they say to the women, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen." And these women take that information back to the disciples, but the disciples don't believe them because they think they're just foolish women. But Peter, just in case they're right, runs to the tomb and looks in the inside. He sees the stone rolled away and he bends down and he looks. He is risen. You know, on Easter Sunday, it's one of the hardest Sundays for those of us who do this kind of work because we don't know what to say because there's so much to say. He is risen. Today is really more about proclamation than explanation. It's hard, and if you find anyone who says they can explain fully the resurrection, I suggest you be a little leery. But there are a lot of things we can talk about on Easter, especially from this passage. We can talk about the women. In the ancient Near East, the women were not much higher than goods. But in this story, the women are the focus, and they're the ones who go there first, and they're the ones that the angels speak to. How important are these women? How important are the angels? And what about the disciples and their doubt? We could talk about them on Easter Sunday. But this morning, I want to talk about some character in this story that you probably haven't thought about much. I want to talk about The Rock. Now, I'm not talking about Dwayne Johnson, the wrestler and movie star. Okay, at least somebody liked it. I'm talking about the big stone that's sitting in front of the tomb. Put yourself back there at that time, right? It's Good Friday night, so long ago. Jesus' body is safely tucked inside that tomb. And then there's just this enormous rock put in front of it. It's solid. We don't know what it was. Couldn't have been granite. Could have been anything. Could have been forged at the time of creation. But there was this enormous rock, way bigger than was necessary, put in front of that tomb. It wasn't going anywhere. It wasn't going to be moved. Think about this stone and the power it represents through the eyes of different characters in that story. Think about those first women. Think about Joanna, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James. When they arrived Friday night, when they're watching as that giant stone is put between them, these women who were being told that they could make a difference, these women who had for the first time found love and hope and kindness and generosity in a man named Jesus, had just watched all those hopes get dashed by the cross. Then, to add insult to injury, there was this giant rock placed between them and the man who had meant so much to them. The man that they had dared to hope for was now safely locked behind that giant boulder. The belief in the power of love, the belief in gentleness and generosity, everything they had believed in, hope and joy, was blocked. It was hidden away behind that rock. Now change the perspective for just a minute. Look at that rock from the perspective of the Judean authorities. Now you remember Rome was in control of Jerusalem at this time, but the Judeans, they like to think they were in charge. They were the ones, they were the puppets for the Roman government. They were the ones who wanted to find something out on Jesus so that they could give him over to the Romans to be crucified. Jesus did things that they thought might upset their balance of power. Because see, if somebody came in and disturbed what the Romans liked, what was going on, then all of a sudden they might lose their power. This man who came preaching about love, who came healing the sick, who healed on the Sabbath even, but who the people called the King of the Jews, he was a troublemaker, and he might upset our balance of power. For these leaders, that stone meant something else. That stone meant we're big, we're strong. You get in our way and we're going to squish you like a bug. Jesus is where God and humanity met perfectly. What did the rock mean to Jesus? Nothing. Nothing at all. Because you know what? Nothing can separate us from God. Nothing whatsoever, neither life nor death, nor principalities nor powers, nothing present or to come, especially not a big dumb rock, can separate us from the love of God. But what about you? Read yourself into that story for just a minute. What does the rock represent to you? What is a barrier that's standing between you and God, or between you and someone you love? Today is Easter. Today is the day that the rock got moved. Because you see, God is in the rock moving business. So if there's a barrier between you and God, God's going to move it out of the way. If there's a barrier between you and someone you love, God wants to move that barrier out of the way. God wants to conquer all of those barriers with the resurrection love and resurrection power of Jesus. What is Easter? Easter is the day we celebrate God moving all the rocks out of the way. Blessed be the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.